The Long Island Tea Podcast.
I can't believe
Three years strong.
3 years strong.
We start every episode with saying, how you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
We're at the Gurney's Seawater Spa. We're at the incredible Ohiki Castle.
We are on the beautiful Shelter Island.
At the Selfie Clubhouse. I mean, when do you get the chance to have Adventureland yourself?
Right. Taste of Long Island. We have Besito.
Hi, neighbors. How are you?
Woo! Welcome back to another episode of Long Island Tea, where we spill the tea on living your best Long Island life. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Sharon. Welcome back.
Hey, I almost just couldn't stop laughing. Not over anything in particular, but just because of our lives right now.
How delirious you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just like, I just am like, at this point, I'm just laughing. It's just like, it has been, I feel crazy because every week we're like, oh, it's so crazy.
But it just keeps getting crazier.
But now I'm like, I don't know whether to laugh or cry. I might cry. Or I could just laugh. Because it's all good things.
Yeah.
All good things, people. It's spring.
It's spring has sprung.
And I am here for it. And so, Sharon, on this beautiful spring day, how you doing?
Doing good.
Yeah, you look great, by the way.
Thank you.
You look amazing.
Thanks. I wore a little color today.
I'll have what she's having.
A floating head.
Yeah. That's good. No, you look great.
Thank you. How you doing?
Yeah, it's wow. It's a lot of wow. It has been, I was telling you, the last week, it's so funny because this week we launched our new partnership with News 12.
Yes, incredible.
Incredible. We had such a fun night. We got our teams together.
So fun.
At this event in Plainview, because we're now Discover Long Island News 12. We're bringing the new East End show to you, starring Aaron Colton and Joe Ituri. And then Bree has a 90-second segment in there brought to you by Discover Long Island. And we just have like nonstop commercials and teasers.
All
and
over.
Michael's providing the what to do every single week. This week, this is content coming from us. It's like a lot. And so we go, and our board member Dave is like, you know, Kristen, I just want to get the teams together. There's going to be like a VIP tour of the studio, and then we'll go just so we can all vibe together because we're working together so closely. And I was like, yeah, great. I've seen the studio.
Yep.
So I'll meet you there.
Yeah.
Because I get there and it's like the president of the company and the vice president. And when I walked in, I was really surprised to see Aaron Colton there, who's like the morning news anchor and the co-host of the East End show, longtime friend of Discover Long Island,
right,
by the way.
Right.
And I'm like, oh my God, she's like, and she jumps up and she's so like, Full of energy, like, oh my God, Kristen, it's been since the Lily days and Oyster Fest and this. And I'm looking at her like, I said, Aaron, don't you get up at like 3 a.m.?
Yeah.
And she's like, actually 1:45.
Oh God.
Because I'm at the studio at 2:45. She was amazing. And she was a trooper. Because I mean, we're there, we're networking. It was really fun.
Yeah. That's
and I love their team. She was still there when I left. And I don't know how she was doing it. So the next morning, now I see her stories.
Yeah, Did you watch her stories? It's hysterical.
And I think I'm finally figuring out why I'm so tired. It's daylight savings week still this week, right? So everyone's still catching up. So she was like, I said this to Thomas last night and she said it this morning. She's like, it's Thursday. She's like, I can't. I've thought it was Friday since Tuesday, which is when we got together. You know, it's felt like Friday since Tuesday. She's like, at this point, it should be Thursday of next week.
Yes, 100%. 100%.
That is how much we've crammed in this week. Yeah. But it was so fun. Love the News 12 team. And man, I don't know how she got up and went and day after day after day. So cheers to the weekend.
She continued her story. She said she took a nap.
And then
she's like, and that screwed me up.
Yes.
Because now, then I couldn't fall back asleep.
Yeah. So. You can't nap.
And there's not enough caffeine in the world.
Yes. That just shows the dedication though.
Sure.
And the importance of the relationship.
Yeah.
And I was really floored that.
Well, I mean, you said the president of that organization.
Yeah.
You're the president.
Well, I mean, I know.
You know.
I guess. Yeah, exactly. It was awesome to see, you know, and they a lot of them are based in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And so they actually stayed at the Fox Hollow. They stayed overnight.
That's so good.
And so we were actually generating tourism.
Look at that.
it was really awesome. And then I remember last podcast I was talking about, I went to the city on Friday for our Grand Central activation with Michael and Nolan, which was so fun.
You loved it, right?
I mean, we brought it, right, Michael? I mean, we were like that Friday vibe.
My favorite thing was when Kristen was just like, happy Friday, everybody. And then with all the people running for the trains, she's like, you're going to make it. Don't worry. I believe in you. It was great.
We had the little microphone. Yeah. And I was like, people would about walk by. I'm like, I have breaking news. And they were like, and they'd look at you and I'm like, it's Friday. We're bringing that Friday vibe.
But how many thousands of travel guides over that week?
It was crazy. But so Kenzie was with me because it was her last day. Here's the interesting part. Mm-hmm. And Michael knows us. And this is, speaking of totally you, this is a total MO for me.
Okay.
We coasted into New York City on straight fumes.
You arrive, you're like, yeah, like the gas light was on before we got in the tunnel. I don't know if we're going to make it.
My gosh.
I don't know if I would have done that.
Yeah, no.
Because like, where are there gas stations in New York City?
No, there's not.
There's not.
No. It's there. Kenzie, this makes my kids crazy. The last time I did this, Kenzie was like, remember when we were at the Wild Play thing for your company, which is at Jones Beach? I had zero gas. And then I have to go all the way down
Ocean Parkway?
Yes. And then there was like, the bridge was up because we were sweating it. This is my adrenaline rush.
This is hysterical. This is what I do for excitement. I leave here. I live 13 miles from here.
Yeah.
Super close, right? But 13 miles takes 45 minutes just because of 5:30 traffic, whatever. Every time I get on the Sagda Coast, my light will go on and I stress out. So I'm sweating. I'm freaking out. I'll call Dan. I'm like, do you think I'm going to make it? I'm not sure.
Stay on the phone with me. But I was like, and she's like, why do you do this? And before we even went through the tunnel, so then I couldn't find the parking at Grand Central. So now we're circling New York City, which is stressful with no gas. And then, of course, the whole reason I'm driving is because I'm packing up the entire activation to drive back in my car. My car was, so we get, they packed my car to the brim.
Like a U-Haul.
To the brim. You could not see out.
Yeah.
So now you can't see out of my car. I have zero gas and it's rush hour traffic leaving on a Friday afternoon. So I'm like, we're in the tunnel. I'm like, please don't run out of gas. In the tunnel.
Oh my God.
And we made it because we were looking around in the city and Kenzie's like, well, there's one called Moscow fuel. I'm like, probably not. I don't know why. So we made it, but then we had to like find this place in Queens. It was dodgy. And I don't even know where we were. Some industrial neighborhood. We made it.
You got it.
Fast forward to today, this morning, yesterday was this one of these crazy days where I was like board meeting. And then I'm literally, second I get in the car, I'm taking a Zoom call on the way to the next meeting, which is why I probably went to the wrong location.
Right.
And then I go to that lunch and then I take a Zoom call on the way here. And I was like driving all over Long Island yesterday.
Yeah, one end to the other.
Get up this morning. I had to go to the Hamptons to see the governor.
Yes.
Because Governor Hochul flipped the switch on the nation's first offshore wind. It's not the first offshore. I don't know what it is, but it's the first offshore wind of this capacity or something like that in the Hamptons in New York State and now in the nation. Anyways, it's amazing.
Amazing.
I've got to get the details on. I told Ed, I'm like, tell me how it's the first. Cause they kept saying the first in the nation.
Wow.
Of offshore wind turbines. And it's really cool. So I was going out there to see the governor and everybody. And I, you know, it wasn't like total. I had gas. Okay. I had some gas, but I was driving all over and I forgot. I get in the car and I'm like cutting it. Like last second to leave this morning because I have to drive all the way to Hampton. So I'm like, I'm sure it's fine. It's an hour, but it's far. Difference of your house.
Yes.
It's a lot of miles.
A lot of miles. And then you're probably in the trade parade.
I wasn't in I was on the, what was that, the Montauk Highway out there? Like, I was cruising. Okay. I was cruising.
Until you get to Southampton.
But no, I just, the gas was going down really fast.
No.
Really fast because I was going a lot of miles.
Okay.
Very fast. So I thought I would make it. And then I got to like West Hampton Beach and I usually am like pushing it and it was below the line.
Oh no.
And I still had like however many miles to go, a lot. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to do the responsible thing. I'm going to exit. I don't know. I'm going to exit West Hampton. So and then I'm like, Waze, gas. Oh, so they're like, 2 miles is a 7-Eleven.
Okay.
So I'm like, oof, 2 miles. I'm not sure.
Hoping and praying.
I'm like, coast into the 7-Eleven. I get to 7-Eleven. I'm like, whew. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Brand new 7-Eleven. Yeah. Brand new. Not open yet. Still has the tape around it. Not open. So then I'm like, okay, 2 more miles. There's like a Valero. Cool. I see it. I'm like, woo. I pull in. I get out. I'm like, there's a gas pump. I'm trying to pump it. It takes me a second to realize there's no, it doesn't work.
Out of service.
Out of service. There's no gas.
My God.
Yeah. Now I'm like, I'm definitely going to be stranded. I had to go to Quag. It's a miracle. God bless my Toyota Highlander. So anyway, I was late.
But I had the gas.
I got the gas.
Oh, thank God.
I don't know. I'm like, I got to stop doing this. I filled it up. Yeah, I was like, money's no object at this point.
So Governor Hochul today, alongside United States Secretary of Interior,
announced— Wait, real quick. The United States Secretary of Interior, I didn't know this, which I found out this morning, first Native American cabinet member in the country.
Oh, wow.
Deb Haaland.
Amazing.
She was giving props to the Shinnecock tribe, which is located on. Yeah. It's really awesome. Thank you, Michael.
And announced the completion of the landmark South Fork Wind Project with all 12 offshore wind turbines constructed and the wind farm successfully delivering power all over Long Island and the Rockaways.
Cool. New York State's first female governor since it's Women's History Month. Still.
Right, right.
And the Secretary of Interior, female.
Native American.
First Native American cabinet member. What a cool day.
Yeah.
And they literally like flipped the switch.
Oh, so cool.
And they like did a whole countdown.
And then you saw them go?
No. Oh. We were inside. We were in like Stony Brook University.
Oh, okay.
But it was a big press conference. Anyway, I was late because I'm on a gas treasure
pursuit.
Hunt. You know. And so the parking lot was full. So I had to park like half a mile away and do like a walk in these hills. It was a beautiful day though.
It was beautiful.
I literally turned on my outdoor walk app. That's how far it was.
Wow.
So it's fine. I made it. It was good. So this is how the week has been.
I love it. It's good though. It's all good things.
It's been so busy. And then I got in the car and I did immediate conference call with UBS Arena for our sustainability panel this next month.
I love it. I can't wait
to go. While I'm driving back on a full tank of gas. But get this, speaking of our taste of Long Island, today, Fogo de Chao.
Yes.
That's where my lunch was yesterday.
I know. And
I've never been to lunch there, ever.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't know they were going to be our taste of today.
I know. Look at that coincidence.
Have you ever been to lunch? Or have you ever
I've been there for dinner, yeah.
There's two locations. Yeah. And that's the other funny story. So there was one at Walt Whitman Mall, and they're both beautiful.
Right.
And so that's where I went because I was at a meeting near there. And I walked in. Nope, that's the wrong location. So then I had to go to the one at Carl Place right across from Roosevelt Field Mall.
Yes.
And also beautiful, but then I was late to that.
Yeah.
But so I was late. So I walk in and they're like, and it's a business dinner or lunch. It's
right,
lunch.
Right.
It was lunch. So I figured, you know, they're like, go to the salad bar. We've all helped ourselves already. I'm like, oh, that salad bar.
Incredible.
Everything. Everything you can imagine. I'm like street corn.
What? That's amazing.
Salad. They have the soups, the charcuterie.
Wow.
So I load up because I was starving.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's lunch. So it's probably just, it's the salad bar, which has everything you can imagine
right,
on it.
Right. You don't need anything else.
So I'm like, finish everything because it was all incredibly delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Then they start coming around with meat. I'm like, what's happening?
But it's so cool, right? Like how it's awesome. Do it. The presentation.
I just literally filled up on the salad bar.
Yeah.
Not knowing that there was 14 other courses.
Also not knowing it was going to be our taste of Long Island today.
Also that, but so that's funny. Cool.
That's so cool.
And it's really cool. And they give you these little coasters. If you've never been to, here's my question. Does anybody know, it's Brazilian Steakhouse.
Right.
I have always called it a churrascaria. But I think it might be Chescaria. Anyway, if you know, let us know. Give us a heads
holler
up.
Holler at us.
Right? But have you been there? So when you're ready, when you're done with your salad.
Right.
Because the salad is just like, it's all you can eat. Right?
Oh, yes.
And then, because it's on red, your little coaster, these cute little heart-shaped coasters. Yeah. And it says, no thanks. When you're ready, you flip it to green.
They appear out of nowhere.
Right.
With their like. I don't even know what that's called. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the skewers.
Yeah.
Like they, right?
Yeah.
Like things on skewers.
Yes. Meat.
All sorts of like grilled chicken and pork and lamb and steak and then garlic chicken and then bacon wrapped this. And then I was like, how many different ways can you do it?
You know what's awesome though?
What?
They do a to-go now. and catering.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. So this is what we have for our Taste of Long Island. It's the to-go package prepared with multiple yummy items from their menu. They also are offering happy hour all day. What? That's crazy. Check beautiful out our TikTok.
And it's beautiful.
For the Garden City location. But yeah, you said there's two locations.
Yeah, Garden City or like Carl Place, technically, yeah. I think, right by Roosevelt Field. And the other one's at Walt Whitman Mall. It's literally like connected to the mall.
But the best part is like you think like a Brazilian steakhouse with like skewers of meat coming. Yeah. You don't know what to expect. But it is absolutely stunning when you're there. It's
very bougie in there.
Very bougie.
But it's also very like friendly. My waiter was David. He was amazing. I was there with Island Harvest. Oh. Island Harvest hosted like a business lunch with the top CEOs of Long Island, some of the people, to talk about like food insecurities and things happening. And it was just a really cool discussion about here we are having this beautiful lunch at Fogo de Chao. And yet there are a lot of people on Long Island with food insecurities. And by the way, kudos to Fogo de Chao for hosting that.
Absolutely. I was just going to say, like, how did that?
They do a lot. They are big supporters of Island Harvest, which makes me love them even more.
Oh, absolutely.
And great partners at Discover Long Island.
Yeah, they were at our Natalia. They are having this beautiful Dao wine dinner coming up on March 28th featuring Dao wines. Mm. It's a four-course curated Churrasco experience. Yeah. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know how to pronounce it.
It's Churrasco. I'm going to say Churrasco.
Churrasco. So it must be a churrascaria. Oh. Because that's what they call it, Brazilian steakhouses.
I love it.
I've always called it like Churrascario. I was like Sharon vibes. I'm like, Sharon vibes. It's not just you. It's us. We're in this together.
I got you, girl. But they have this Churrasco experience featuring premium wines from Dao Vineyards and Winery. Explore refreshing white and bold reds paired with decadent cuts of Wagyu, ribeye, porterhouse, and more. Plus, enjoy a special price to take home the 3-bottle collection from Dao curated for this event. Check out more info and menu items.
I love it. $89 per person at either location. Thursday, March 28th, 7 p.m. And Dao, have you ever had Dao wines?
No.
Good.
I'm sure.
Yeah. No, they're really good.
It's amazing. So their website is fogodechao.com. Did I say that right?
Fogo de Chao. .com/catering.
Again, that's fogodechao.com/catering. You can also find them on our new app.
Oh, yeah.
So cool.
Discover Long Island, in case you weren't sure. Which, by the way, we had over 700 downloads of Discover Long Island mobile app with our Grand Central activation.
It was like 1,000. What was it like?
It was like almost like a 2,000% increase.
That's insane.
Yeah. And like, people were we had so much fun that day. We were dancing.
Right? Isn't it fun? I loved it.
It was exhausting.
Draining.
Social battery low. Remember I brought that up?
Yes.
Yes. I think it's interacting with that many people.
And just being on, we were saying.
Yeah.
And this is what our team learned. The social media team does this every time they go out. They're on. They're in front of our customers. You and I do it. Every time we're at a meeting in front of the board, you're on, you're servicing, you're smiling, you're here.
Yeah.
The sales team, when they go to their trade shows, everyone's like, oh, you guys are so luxurious. You get to travel all these places. I'm like, they are on morning to night. They're having work dinners. They're having appointments. It's crazy what our team does.
Right.
And it does. It's, you know, and you know what else today, this week is? I think it was yesterday, technically. Hmm. Speaking of. It's 4 years to the day from when we shut down.
I know. Somebody shared one of their memories, you know, like Facebook memories the other day. And they were like, 4 years ago.
4 years we shut down. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing. Remember, we were like, see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't know.
We literally, we're like, it's fine. See you guys in 2 weeks.
And I remember it. I feel like I should have kept a journal. Because I remember thinking like, oh, 2 weeks. And, because that's what everybody said. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, maybe 3 months. And then they were like, we might have a vaccine in a year. I'm like, a year?
I remember that,
And yet now here we are, you know, talking about how busy we are, how out and about we are, our social battery, talking to 70,000 commuters a day at Grand Central, going out to our favorite restaurants and talking about, we're just, you know, reminder to not take anything for granted.
Absolutely.
Because, 4 years ago.
That's so crazy.
It seems like yesterday, and at the same time, it seems like a lifetime
ago. It does. I was thinking about it after, I realized it. I was like, wow, Everly was a tiny baby, you know? And I remember being, scared, you know?
It was a scary time.
My kids, we were talking about it last night at dinner. We were talking about, who's Braden's second grade teacher was. And I was like, he couldn't remember because he wasn't
in there.
The classroom. He was on Zoom with them, you know? Yeah. And I'm like, remember? And he's like, no, he shut it out. Like, he's like, I kind of remember, you know, like it was crazy. Weird.
Yeah. It's funny because we were talking about it with my family and how like Tegan went to DECA. Remember mm-hmm. I told you went to state. Mm-hmm. Remember I told you last week that she thought she said something really stupid.
Yes.
And she was calling me and she was like beat red. Like mm-hmm. I just embarrassed myself. Nope. She made nationals.
I know. I'm so proud of her. It's amazing.
So she's going to Anaheim in a few weeks for nationals, which is
awesome.
Really exciting. And so this week she's at Model UN in the city. And when Kenzie did it, Kenzie was like, well, you know, Mom, I went to state and nationals for debate, but it was on Zoom.
That's right.
I'm like, I'm the rudest mom ever. She's right. Like, you know, I just did all the competitions on Zoom, so it kind of wasn't that big of a deal. I'm like,
right.
I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
She's like, it was better. You would have been so annoyed. She's like, with all the travel, it would have driven you straight insane.
Yeah,
I'm like,
so
oh
true.
Yeah. I was
that's
like,
so funny.
Lucky me. So anyway, just never forget what we went through
right.
to get back to this point. And thank God, thank you, Fogo de Chao, and all of our goodness. Restaurants and businesses and residents and visitors who made it through that time.
Yeah, amazing.
And now let's get out and about.
Let's go out and be there.
So, yeah, I was thinking about that. So, listen, we have a lot of celebrity to get to today, Sharon.
I know.
I'm excited. So, and we'll get to it, and this is probably part of it, but did you watch the Oscars?
Yes. I actually stayed up and watched it.
Ooh, what'd you think?
Why was everybody naked? Like, there was a lot of naked. Did you see that? Like, first of all.
I never know what you're going to say, Sharon. That's what I love about co-hosting a podcast with you. I'm like, okay. That's not. You mean a lot of low-cut strapless things?
See-through. Like, everything was, like, just underwear and, like, a netting over it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. And sparkles. Like, whatever. But then, like, John Cena coming out naked. That was, like, was that fake?
Wow. Nope.
That was his real body because he looked like a real life Ken doll.
Yep. Speaking of Ken,
I know.
As much as I was on fire about Barbie not winning anything,
I know,
or getting any recognition, mm-hmm. which makes me insane. America Ferrero, in my opinion, was the best dressed. Her pink dress was everything.
I loved it.
Ken took the house down.
Oh.
I'm Just Ken by Ryan Gosling. Did you see it?
So I just watched the movie like last week.
Ooh.
Because I was really late. Really good. And the performance was amazing.
You saw the Oscars?
Yeah. I don't know. My mom and sister put it better for me. Like, I feel like the movie really hits women differently.
Right. Yeah.
I think. But I thought it was campy and fun.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was great.
Because he did like the... Everyone was saying the Marilyn Monroe or like the Madonna material
right,
girl.
Right.
He did it from the male perspective and just was the best moment of the night.
Absolutely. But who was his co-star in?
Emma Stone.
No, the one in Barbie.
Oh, Margot Robbie.
Yeah, he was sitting behind her when he started.
Yeah,
that was
cute.
The cutest thing.
Well, I was saying Emma Stone because Margot Robbie. And I loved how Margot Robbie and Greta Gerwig and they were cheering for him in the front row and singing along,
cute.
Supporting
so
him.
Cute.
And then did you see Emma Stone was his co-star in Crazy Stupid Love as well as La La Land.
That movie.
Crazy
Stupid Love.
It's about one of the best movies if you have not seen it.
If you have not seen
it,
it's like one of those.
You have to see it, Michael.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
you have to see Crazy Stupid Love.
One.
It is
I will
so
watch
good.
That 1 million times.
It's on the plane. I'm watching it.
Yes.
If it's on, I'm watching
it.
Yes. And it was cute because Emma Stone was cheering for him, too.
Oh, so cute.
Anyway, you'll laugh at this because we're watching it. And I was like, it was the best moment, and Ryan Gosling just effortlessly cool, and it was so well done.
Mm-hmm.
And Thomas is like, men are awesome. And I'm like, you better be. But I was like, you know what? Men are awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
That's men are awesome. I was like,
Dan's like, I need an I'm Just Ken shirt.
Yes.
Like, yes,
and that's
do.
Cool that, you know, how wonderful that a movie like Barbie that you said really touched women and made women come together can also make men feel great.
Yeah,
you know,
so awesome.
I love, you know, Women's History Month. We can not only make ourselves lift ourselves up, we can also lift up men and make them feel great too.
Yeah, that was.
Billie Eilish won the Oscar for
and
the
Billie
song.
Eilish performance.
Ugh.
Until Ken, I was like, her was the second best thing.
Gosh.
Her performance,
amazing.
And I'm not a huge Billie Eilish performer. It's like kind of soft and whispery, but
well,
she's awesome.
Incredible. So she's got. I watched her on my next guest needs no introduction mm-hmm. with David Letterman. Her story, she has Tourette's.
Oh my gosh, really?
You would never know it. Obviously when she's performing, but like in the interview, she's talking about her struggle and trying to, you know, keep it, you know, combined or whatever. But yeah, she's amazing.
Youngest artist to win Best Original Song twice.
Whoa.
Wow.
Well, it just goes to show that you never know what somebody's going through.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, behind the scenes, you never really know somebody's story.
Yeah.
I just loved it. I thought the Oscars were fun and great. I thought Jimmy Kimmel did a great job.
Yeah. He's expected. You know what I mean? His like dryness, yes, his humor.
Very
much. You know exactly what he's going to come out with. But yeah, the nakedness. I was like, what? Why?
It was a lot.
Put some clothes on.
Well,
I mean, yeah, even if you have that body, it's gorgeous.
It was giving spring break.
All right.
That's okay. That's funny. But anyway, so I've got a lot of celebrity to get to. But let's talk some Long Island life.
Sure.
So last week we talked about Cole Brower Ocean Racing.
Yeah.
She won.
I know. Incredible.
She was like in the race, but she actually, and I also messed a little fact check.
Mm-hmm.
She's from Long Island. She's from East. She's from East Hampton.
Oh,
I kept
not
saying she's from Greenport.
Greenport, yeah.
She's from East Hampton.
Yeah. She's getting a lot of press, which is awesome.
You
and
heard
Michael's actually
going
to reach out to her.
Oh, cool.
To see if she can be a part.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I mean, figure she'd be a great guest and maybe talk a little bit more about Long Island.
Oh, yeah. She's great. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
And you heard it here first.
Right.
Kind of like you heard Kate Middleton was missing here first,
right?
By the way, and that's basically all the celebrity I want to talk about. I want to just talk nothing more than Kate Middleton. But real quick, also one of the things I thought was funny when Kinsey was here, and I wanted to see if you and Michael and my New York friends agree. We were talking when we spend a lot of time with the city, and we were talking about how much like we love New York and the city, and how she loves coming home and all that. And she was saying, she's like, I've got it down. I know exactly how to spot. I can spot a New Yorker right away.
Okay.
When she's talking to someone. She's like, when people say, where are you from? She says, I'm from New York. And when they go, where? She's like, immediately, you're from New York, or you know New York. Because otherwise, most people not from New York think all of New York is New York City.
Right.
So the average person that's not a New Yorker, when you say I'm from New York, they think you mean New York City.
Right.
No one thinks about anything else.
Right. Exactly.
As you and I know. So she's like, oh, I'm from Long Island. And she's like, and then if they go, where?
Yeah.
She's like, okay, you're from Long Island.
Yeah.
Because nobody else knows
that
Long Island is made up of multiple places.
Right.
So she's like, it's just, you can immediately tell you're my people.
Yeah.
Hi. I know,
that's
exactly.
So cute.
Isn't that true, though?
I love that. It's so true. It is. I mean, everywhere you go. And people don't know that Long Island is made up. But when you're sitting there talking to somebody in the airport or whatever, and like you get their whole life story of like where, you know, where they're from and everything like that. And you try to explain Long Island to people and they're always like, huh?
Yeah, you can't explain
it. You can't explain it.
But it's like what we were talking with Lisa G last week. And I loved that interview with
too.
Lisa G.
She was awesome.
So great. And it's like we were talking with Lisa G. And I was like, you know, once you do realize there's a connection, then you're like, Where'd
you go to school?
Which shore? Oh, yeah. What was your favorite beach?
Do you know
what
the,
is this? What's your favorite bagel place? Like,
yeah.
You go into a rabbit hole.
Yeah, you totally do.
I know.
It's so cute.
And why not? Because Long Island is so awesome, especially on this day, which is the first day of spring.
Woohoo.
The day that this airs.
Yes, exactly.
Today feels like spring, and it's like 20 degrees above normal.
Oh, my God. And then I think it's supposed to drop a little bit, but it's supposed to typically stay like this.
What?
No, like Rich Hoffman, our buddy on News 12. He's
he follows me now.
He does?
On Instagram.
Rich, where's my follow?
Yeah. God. Well, I think it's, I don't know why, because Aaron Colton maybe, because we tag each other. Anyway, but
I'm
loving it. Rich Hoffman's my hero right now
with
this weather.
I know. He's so cute. But yeah, so there's a ton of things to do here on Long Island during spring break. Spring break is coming up.
Yeah, that's right.
Planting Fields in Oyster Bay is
favorite. Beautiful
amazing.
Gardens. Yep.
Gorgeous.
Bayard totally
Cutting Arboretum is beautiful. They have like a little tea house there too in Great River. Mm-hmm. You can have like a little high tea lunch. So cute.
So cute.
Old Westbury Gardens, we love.
Gorge and dog friendly. Speaking of dog friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I met a dog today.
I know. He was like so popular.
It was bring your dog to work day.
Yep.
Did I get to meet? I don't know if I've been here for any of the dogs, but I got to meet Bodie, Chris's dog.
He is so gorgeous, right?
Also, I was like, how is this dog so well behaved?
Yeah. He's so
My
good.
Dogs, I can't. I can't bring my dogs here. They pee everywhere.
Still?
I mean, they would for they'd sure come right in and just and pee right like, on pee. His chair. They're like, oh, I'm right here at home. I'm just going to pee on the beautiful furniture. Funny.
Michael, when he brought Peaches in, like came in and like tinkled on my office floor. And Michael's like, no way.
I know. She was so excited. But we're going to bring her back because Kristen still needs to be
I know.
Here.
Yeah. I was like,
Bodhi's gorgeous. Like, beautiful. Michael put it perfectly. He's like, he looks like a piece of black and white marble. Like, he's just so beautiful.
And he's so soft and sweet.
Fluffy,
I know.
So
I was,
cute.
And he's about half the size he's going to be.
I know. That's Chris, crazy. I'm like, look I'm at glad, his paws. You could see it.
I'm glad you brought him in now.
Yeah.
So manageable.
Manageable.
Okay.
Water Drinker Tulip Festival blooming April 15th through May 10th.
If you have not done that, if you have not done so that. Fun. And when you go out to Water Drinker Tulip Festival, you can also go to Long Island Farm Brewery. Yeah. And it's so cute. And that's always the place I pick up my mums there.
Yeah.
The mums I've gotten there in the past last me so much longer for some reason.
I know.
I
it's
love
something
them.
In their soil. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Bridge Gardens in Bridgehampton. And then Cherry Blossoms, Greenport Village Cherry Blossom Festival at the end of April.
Yes. And in addition to being spring and having all these amazing gardens all over Long Island, which is just like, it's like, it's utopia.
Yeah.
It's also National Proposal Day on, what is it, March 20th?
March 20th. I mean, who knows about this except for women? I mean, honestly, I do you think men follow the fact
should.
That it's National Proposal Day?
I will say I've had some men reach out on social, like messaging us, being like, "Oh, proposal day is coming up. Like, where should I propose to my girlfriend?"
Really?
Yeah, so people have reached out. Yeah.
Okay, so here's our
way to shut me down, Michael.
Yeah. Well, surprise! It was surprising. No, to
well,
me
good.
Too.
Thank smart you. Men. Those are yeah. some smart men. That's Call good. Discover Long Island. We will help you out.
Absolutely.
And here are some of our top tips. Obviously, Ohika Castle,
100%.
But by the way, don't just try to show up. At Ohika Castle.
No, you got
to
plan that.
You need to call them and plan that yeah. out. Mm-hmm. I mean, they will help you and that'll make it magical and wonderful.
Yeah.
But please call and set that up in advance.
Absolutely.
At Ohika. You don't just roll up.
No.
Okay.
You just show up.
You know, because I don't want to ruin someone's proposal and say go to Ohika Castle, but you just got to call ahead.
You know where else is amazing? Gurney's Montauk Resort.
Yeah,
Imagine.
Gurney's. We're going to be there next week. And the Montauk Lighthouse. You can
right?
just go to the lighthouse. Beautiful.
Beautiful Fire Island Lighthouse, which is amazing.
Yep. One of our favorites, Vanderbilt.
Yes. This mansion.
Beautiful.
These grounds. Absolutely gorgeous.
Right on the water.
It's so breathtaking.
Yeah. And the architecture there is beautiful. We love our friends at Vanderbilt. And, of course, Delvino. You could just
right?
be like, oh, honey, let's just go out for a glass of wine.
Right. Call Fred.
They will do it up.
They had a stat on their Instagram the other day. I think they did 737 proposals this past year.
It's beautiful. And let me tell you, they know how to do it.
They do.
Like, they don't do anything like half.
No. They are all
over
in.
The top.
Yeah.
They will
crazy.
Take care of yous.
Yous.
Or any of the vineyards, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway.
We have a blog on our website, discoverlongisland.com. Blog for more inspo on National Proposal Day.
Yeah. And here's another tip. Once you get proposed to,
mm-hmm.
We have the perfect place, Princess Bridals.
Right? Amazing.
I mean, if you want to, every woman
there,
wants to be a
TikTok
princess.
We have a TikTok on there, on our Instagram, a TikTok on our
TikTok.
Channel. On our TikTok.
Yeah.
It's so cute. I love it. I think it's just like, you feel like a princess when you walk in and the service is just incredible.
I mean, everybody wants to be a princess in their wedding night. And Princess
Speaking
Bridals.
Of bridals?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say it's in Farmingdale.
Okay. Did you see that a designer's coming out with a Barbie line?
I did see that.
You saw
this
that?
On News
so
12.
Cute.
Beautiful.
I want to wear that.
I saw the pink dress and I was like, I just want that dress.
Right. Doesn't have to be
Not even
dress.
For, but Barbie wedding dresses, but they probably have it at Princess Bridals in Farmingdale. They've been there for over 53 years and helping women of all shapes and sizes find your dream wedding dress.
I love it.
So thanks, Princess Bridals, and make sure you go there once you get proposed to
so
and
cute.
Get there quick, because let me tell you, we don't realize is you got it takes forever. You got to ship. They've got to ship the dress to you.
So much.
And you got to get it altered.
So much. That's why they say, like, start planning. Like, that's stressful.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Okay, so we have a little time left.
Yes.
Are we ready for, like, where? Now I'm worried again. Where is Kate Middleton?
What's happening?
Celebrity.
I literally...
I'm really
everybody.
Worried.
Everybody's
See,
worried.
Now, you heard it here on yeah. the T first, by the
yeah.
way. We were talking about this before anybody
right.
was talking about it.
Right.
And then I thought we were out of the woods last week because there was, like, supposedly this picture of her in her mom's car, which I looked normal. And then she put this picture out for UK, their Mother's Day, which mm-hmm. was last week.
Okay.
her and her three kids. And everybody's like, oh, okay, there she is. And then they pulled it off all the media sites because they realized it had been AI. It's altered in like 16 different places. They think it's AI generated.
Not from her?
No. And so then.
But didn't she have a statement saying that people Photoshop?
On her Twitter. Whoever has access to her Twitter put out a statement that, oh, I'm sorry. And so they said, we'll just release the original and they won't release it. I'm like, is she like the sign you sent me? Yeah. Are you okay? Like, honestly,
what is actually happening?
And now because they won't address it.
Right.
The rumor mill.
Oh,
now they're saying that Prince William's having an affair and they know who it was with this one woman who was Kate's friend at one time. And they were like, there was some altercation. Now they're pulling back old camera footage and they were like, right after Christmas, there was an ambulance that left secretly the house. It is the stories.
Oh my gosh.
No. I'm
something's up.
I am down a rabbit hole like no other.
Oh my gosh. I'm worried. Poor Kate.
I know. At first I was like, it's medical. And now people are like, they don't even know if there was really an abdominal surgery because.
Well, there was something because
I'm like, they got in a fight. Somebody got stabbed in the abdomen.
Oh my God.
This is my new thing. I've been watching too much true crime.
Yes, it's crazy.
I just hope she's okay because no one's seen her. And plus people are saying that no one's seen the kids.
Right. What's happening? Like where the kids
go to school, right?
Like, I don't know.
I don't know. I just, it's so spiraled out of control.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Because they're trying to like, let me just tell you, if anything happened to Kate Middleton, the royal family is done.
Yes, 100%.
You can't like Princess Di and then Kate Middleton. Just, I hope she's okay.
I know. Oh man.
Cause now it's like all everyone can talk about.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's everywhere.
Nancy Grace.
Get to the bottom
I gotta tune in to Nancy Grace.
Oh my gosh.
Nancy Grace has to be on the scene here.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Where's Long Island Medium?
Ooh.
Teresa Caputo.
Where you at, girl?
I'm sure she's all over this.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm hoping Kate Middleton is okay.
I have some reheat.
Okay.
Of celebrity. You know who is actually still on the radio?
Oh, Delilah. Is she? Oh, good. Okay. She's
so
cute. Yes.
So one of her TikToks was, because now I go down her TikTok.
Yeah. good.
Was somebody like, it was a picture of somebody laying on her bed saying like, I miss Delilah. Where is she? And she's like, honey, you left me. I'm still here. I'm still playing every single night. I'm on the radio every night talking to you. You're the one who grown up and left me.
Oh.
It was like the saddest thing.
What channel
she's
is
like,
she
come
on?
Back. I'm here for you. She's probably on Sirius.
Yeah. Oh, I got to find her. I'm going to find her.
Yeah.
Because I actually love her show.
Well, like I think locally here, 99.9 is Love Songs at Night. It's Delilah.
Is it?
Yes.
I'm like, where has she been? She's been here all along.
Yeah.
I just know. Like, oh, I love her. Oh, poor thing.
Yeah.
Other big celebrity news. Did you see that NSYNC had their first reunion performance? Mm-hmm. In like,
I was never an NSYNCer.
Were you a Backstreet Boys?
No, I was a New Kids on the Block.
Oh, I also was older than that. But I do love myself some NSYNC.
Okay.
Just Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
But I'm so not here for his new album.
I know.
Did you listen to it?
I didn't hear the whole album, but I did listen to Selfish, which you hated, and I loved it.
You
I thought
did?
It was good.
I thought it was like the stupidest.
I like it. You just don't like Jessica Biel.
No, I love Jessica Biel. I really do. I really do.
Oh, because I don't love her, but but I love the song, which is about her.
I love Justin.
I thought it was cute.
Absolutely. And I was just like, where is my sexy back? Like, I don't understand.
I thought it was cute. I liked it. Okay. Couple other things. Celebrity. Tell me if you know this. I'm just spilling some major tea here.
Let's hear it.
Did you know that they're doing a Ferris Bueller's Day Off remake?
No.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
The plot?
Yeah.
The plot is it's going to follow where the valet drivers went in the Ferrari all day. It's going to be their day.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Right?
I'm here for that. Michael, you've never seen Ferris Bueller?
No.
Oh, man. Bad.
Oh, my God. Michael.
What? I mean, I've seen like Jurassic Park, like all the, you know, older movies like that.
Jurassic Park's a little older.
Well, 91. Yeah.
You got it. Wow, it's that old.
Listen, my kids have seen Ferris. My kids love Ferris Bueller. Your parents need to get on this. Yeah. You got to get cultured.
My kids love Sandlot. Like Pearl's favorite movie is Sandlot.
Best movie ever.
Right?
I've seen Sandlot.
So okay.
Yes.
I haven't seen Sandlot.
Oh my gosh. It's amazing.
I'm excited about Ferris. What a great concept with the valet drivers.
Oh, absolutely.
Did for the day.
Yeah.
I need to know.
Yeah.
But I don't know how they're going to do that. Are they going to AI generate them?
Probably.
To be this? So speaking of AI, mm-hmm. I had it more in my anxiety, which I also, we've been saying this yeah. since the beginning. A new U.S. government study says that AI poses, quote, extinction level threat to the human species.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's like, AI is not that bad. You can do so much with it. I'm like, it's the death of all of us. But,
until,
you know, whatever.
We're all gone.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, one more big thing.
Yeah.
Did you hear that, you know, that Innocence Project that like fights for people that have been convicted? And it's kind of like the serial thing where they went for Adnan Syed or whatever.
Oh, yes.
The Innocence
okay.
Project. Mm-hmm. And they pick people that they think have been potentially wrongly convicted and mm-hmm. they take their case.
Yeah. Well, wasn't that, go ahead.
What? Oh, you
Your
mean
friend, Laura.
Yeah, yeah, no, I don't think she did the Innocence Project.
She talked about it.
Yeah, yeah, Kim Kardashian does her own.
Right.
Has her own company for that. But the Innocence Project is like nationally known for taking cases that, and they get thousands
yes.
of requests, and they only take cases that I think really have.
Deserve.
Scott Peterson mm-hmm. and Lacey Peterson, remember?
Oh, yes.
He convicted of killing his
pregnant wife,
yep. like 9 months pregnant, the baby. And so much evidence. It came out he was having an affair. Then he bought all this fishing equipment
right.
the week before
right.
that he didn't disclose. And then he went out on his boat, quote unquote, alone on Christmas Eve.
Right.
The night she went missing. And then they found her. She was floating. All this. It's a terrible story. But they're taking up Scott Peterson's case.
I can't believe that.
Girl, if Scott Peterson... turns out not to be guilty. Mm. That's going to blow my mind in ways. Like, first of all, you never want me on your jury.
No.
I'm like 100% guilty.
Right. Right.
This
I done. Actually got kicked out of jury.
What?
For that. Just saying, like,
yeah,
you're guilty. My opinion. And speaking of jury, I got jury summons.
Oh, no.
Yeah. To federal in Brooklyn.
You might be on the Scott Peterson case.
Oh
you
my
might
gosh.
Be on the Scott Peterson case. Are you going to go?
It's when I'm in away, so I had to postpone it.
Oh.
But.
Never mind.
I love jury duty.
I can see that. I can see that.
I love it.
I'm going to tell you, I would want you on my jury.
Yeah.
I would. I feel like you would weigh all of, you would pay attention. You're very empathetic. Mm-hmm. You would weigh everything. Me, I'm immediately like, body language. Exactly. I see. What was this? There was a recent thing, a Netflix thing that took
jury duty.
No. It was a real story. It was like not that one. That's a funny one. This yeah. was like a serious one. The blonde girl. I can't think of it. I just watched it.
Where she was kidnapped.
Yeah. Yes.
And they didn't believe her.
Yes.
Yes.
Every single step of that, I'm like, that person's guilty.
Yep.
And now that person's guilty.
Exactly.
Every single person I saw, I was convinced at it.
Exactly.
You do not want me on your jury.
No, that was an amazing show.
That was
a three-part episode.
I can't remember what it's called, but it was like the girl was, it was a true story.
American Nightmare.
You got to watch that.
It was really good.
It takes you on a roller coaster ride.
Yeah. And it's only three episodes.
So good.
Roller
coaster. You never know what's going to happen. Do you have any other tea?
No.
I had one more thing, mm-hmm. which this is not going to be nearly as exciting to anyone but me, but you know, I'm a big like fashion designer person.
Yeah.
And I just saw today that Diane von Furstenberg.
Yes.
For Target.
What?
Is coming out March 23rd.
Oh my, this is going to sell out. It's going to be like insane.
DVF for Target. I was
insane.
Like, oh my God.
Wow.
If you don't know Diane von Furstenberg, incredible designer, especially a lot of the dress I wore last week with the checkered, like
yes,
the long flowy
yeah.
one. Diane von Furstenberg. I love her. So a lot of her patterns are like that, a lot of cool patterns.
Yes.
Get to Target. It's going to be like the new Stanley Cup at Target.
Exactly.
It's going to be me. I'm going to be running over people in the parking lot. I'm trampling there. People. I'll be in your Target parking
yes.
lot watching the sunset.
I was totally going to text you the other day. I was coming out of Target. I was like, man, that's a gorgeous sunset.
Go to Target.
I swear.
That's in case you're new to the podcast. Target in Bayshore
has the best sunsets,
according to Sharon. Best
place. And now we'll have DVF, so I'm excited. I'm here for that.
Yes, on the 23rd, go there and do it. And that's really, you know, other than it's like, just know that we're invested in the Kate Middleton saga.
Yes, we're going to find out.
So that was a chock full episode of you and I talking about how much we love Long Island and all of the celebrity. Mm-hmm. Next week, we're going to be at Gurney's.
Yeah, you better watch that episode on YouTube.
Yeah, with our good friend, Ted Sullivan from Zartica.
So we have a special guest. Him.
He is super fun. Hopefully by then we'll have cracked the Kate Middleton.
And we'll have more information.
Exactly. Yeah. But in the meantime, make sure you're following us for all this great tea. And thanks again to Fogo de Chao. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
The Long Island Tea Podcast is brought to you by Discover Long Island. For exclusive access to contests and promotions, follow the Long Island Tea Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And for questions, comments, and collaborative inquiries, email spillthetea@discoverlongisland.com.